This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. More than 3,000 evacuees are sheltering in North Texas. Sleeping on cots and rotating the same clothes every few days can be a grind, which is why some volunteers are bringing fun to hurricane shelters. On a sweltering Texas afternoon, Lewis Holweg decided to sweeten the deal at the Walnut Hill Recreation Center.
So I have an ice cream truck out here for a few hours. That's a little thing.
It wasn't such a little thing to the swarm of kids enjoying the treats. The truck was parked outside the hurricane shelter for hours. There was no cap on the fun. Think open bar with popsicles. Diamond Compton is a 9-year-old from Port Arthur.
It's hot. And you gonna want something to cool you off.
Diamond and her little brother, Josiah Anderson, have been back for seconds and thirds and may have lost count.
More than one. More than 10, actually. That I had three more than six.
That's just the reaction Lewis Holweg was hoping for. It's the very reason Holweg, a psychologist in the neighborhood, up and decided to hire an ice cream truck off the internet and send it to a hurricane shelter.
Well, I walked in here and I watched, and people are dislocated, they're lonely, there's nothing to do in there. I mean, people are trying, but what do you do all day? Well, one thing you can do is eat a little ice cream in the afternoon.
And the ice cream is just one example. Volunteers handed out McDonald's gift cards that afternoon, and the Dallas Zoo sent over a sheaf of free tickets. SMU comped evacuees to its football home opener over the weekend. The Nasher Sculpture Center will welcome evacuees at no charge until the last shelter in town shuts down. Diamond and Josiah's mom, Daphne Griffin, can't get over it.
We're thinking about staying in Dallas because of the community. They come together. We've never seen nothing like that before.
The volunteers say they know being away from home and not knowing what comes next is tough. For the kids here, double-fisting sour swirl and cotton candy ice cream bars makes the ordeal a bit sweeter. Courtney Collins, KERA News.